gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning.
Heyo.
Welcome to Wednesday.
Welcome, welcome.
It's Wednesday Friday for this guy.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Not for this guy.
Humble brag. That's not a humble brag. That's just a brag.
Tomorrow's Thursday Friday for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Short week for us. It's Halloween. It's a national holiday for us because we are the spawn. No, I'm just kidding.
We don't celebrate Halloween. We celebrate Thursday.
We celebrate futures.
Yeah, you do.
I always believed in futures.
I believe in them.
Yeah.
Just not that much.
Going to see Jimmy World in Arizona tomorrow, guys. Really excited.
How could you do this to me?
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Totes good, because Doug and I are going to go on our own adventure tomorrow.
Ooh.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we are very excited.
Yeah. It's good times.
It is good times.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. It is Wednesday, which means Comics Corner. It means Shock Therapy Live. Phone lines are blown up.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I know who it is.
I wonder.
Static. Hello.
Hello.
Cool. Tried.
Tried.
I don't know. That was weird.
That is weird.
It's the first time that's ever happened.
Could the phone line... Could we hear it? Didn't sound like we could hear it. Strange.
Whoa. We can hear it.
It's there.
Static.
Hello.
Is it going to be one of those days?
It's going to be one of those.
Perfect.
We should have known.
I know, right? That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We got a good show today. We're excited. Like I said, Comics Corner.
Comics.
Got a lot to talk about today. Marvel had a huge press release yesterday.
Whoa.
Press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was fantastic.
And there's more to the story than I think. Like, there's more. Mm-hmm. I was reading something else concerning Spider-Man today, and I was like, what? What? So there's a lot more to talk about.
Yeah. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
So.
It's also a bummer. No, it's not a bummer. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I'm looking forward to that. So we'll talk a lot about that. Less comic book reviews today. More entertainment, if you will.
Yeah. Not a lot of books came out this week.
Yeah.
Like, in general.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
Maybe it's because... Is it a fifth Wednesday? They kind of do that sometimes.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Like, extra. Yeah. But there were some good ones. There's some gems that came out. New Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
It's really good.
Yes. I need to read it.
You do.
So, we'll have that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We have tickets to give away today as well.
Ooh, we got tickets. Get your tickets.
For all you healthy people, the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo.
Hey.
It's November 8th and 9th at Expo New Mexico. And we have stacks of tickets.
Yeah, we do.
If for some reason you would like to go to the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo.
Maybe you want to be green. Don't be green like I was when I woke up this morning.
Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing was today, so we'll talk Swamp Thing.
Yeah,
we'll talk healthy living and the fact that plants are trying to kill us when we eat them.
Yes, they are.
We'll also go to the phone lines if they actually work.
Do they work?
Static.
Good morning. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Whoa.
Nope. They're not working.
Hey, guys.
I can't hear them. Yeah, do you hear anything?
Hey, guys. Hello. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Huh.
Hello? Hey, what's up, guys?
Wait, I hear something. I hear this weird itch
in my ear.
I was like, Judy, can you kill the radio, please?
Doug, do you hear it?
Can you guys hear me now?
Do you hear it?
Hey,
it's
guys.
It's like itchy.
Oh, weird. Weird sound.
Hey, come on, guys.
How's it going, man? How you doing?
Hey, good. I don't know what's going on, guys. Line one is connected all morning.
That's weird.
I called the 338-3700.
Yeah,
that's when it connected me.
We answered.
It started going... You guys couldn't hear me or something. It wasn't my phone because I checked it.
Yeah.
My phone's working just fine. So then I called the 338-3701.
Uh-huh.
Line 2, and line 2 is working just fine.
Fascinating.
That's the one.
I don't know what's going on, guys. But
I think it's because line 2 is your line.
It could be like a faulty connection or something with line 1.
We'll get our phone technicians on it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We have a squadron.
Yeah, guys, hey, trust me. Let me tell you guys a little something. At Volcano Vista, mm-hmm. one day I was on the phone with my mom. Mm-hmm. It was during fifth, so I had to call her for something. And all of our phones at the school went down. Well, our school is on the VoIP system, like, the, you know, fancy internet phone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything crashed. It was down the rest of the day.
That stinks.
And that's bad, guys. If say there was an emergency and we needed to use the phone,
yeah,
we would have no phones. So it was pretty crazy. I mean, that's strange. And then we don't have very good cell service in Volcano. So
yeah.
But hey, what can I say? And hey, guys, you know what? Being the official Volcano List of Hawks, I'm going to say this, guys, right now. We only have 2 days left till Homecoming 2014.
Hey, midnight. That's cool.
There's 2 days remaining, guys, so go get your tickets. Ticket sales do stop Friday during lunch at the end of lunch, guys. I believe tickets are now $25 a piece.
Whoa.
They are very expensive. There are no checks needed for payment. It is a cash-only sale, guys.
Nice.
Please remember, bring your guest form if you're bringing a non-Volcano Vista date that needs to be completed and signed by the school's administration. That's in your possession and ready upon time of ticket purchase. If you don't have that form, your guest is not in the van.
Dang.
I can't say that enough because I had to do that for my date.
Well, good.
Yep. And for you guys out there, I know you guys want to see these pictures, Steve-O. So, as I said yesterday, I'll get the images up just so you guys can see them.
There you go.
Sounds good, buddy.
And I know you guys love seeing pictures, like the one from Winterfall last year.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to admit, it did look pretty sharp.
You look sharp as a tack, buddy.
What can we play for you today, buddy?
Let's see. This morning, guys, can you guys get me some Fall Goliath Fall by Project 86? I love that song, guys. It gets me going, gets me moving. And it wakes us all up. And I think everyone needs to wake up this morning. Let's get going, everyone.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Matthew.
Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
Go Hawks.
By request, some wake-up juice. I need it.
Yes, sir.
Here for you. Fall Goliath Fall. Steve Moss, morning party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, October 29th, 2 days until Halloween. And today, it's time for breaking news with me, Mateo.
Yeah!
And Steve-O.
What?
And producer Doug. Today's number of the day is 50 million.
The number of times... I don't know.
It's the cases of beer consumed by Americans on Super Bowl weekend.
Whoa!
50 million cases,
Doug.
Are you
serious?
Dang. By America.
That's ridiculous.
What is everybody doing?
Not watching the Super Bowl?
They're drinking. That's what they're doing. Toronto has elected a new mayor. You guys might remember Mayor Ford or whatever. Mm-hmm. Was crazy. He went crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah. Just to thinking about you lately. And now he's gone. They've got a new mayor. The era of Ford is over. An intelligent report says that North Korea expelled 50 party officials for watching South Korean soap operas.
Whoa.
You got fired for watching a soap opera. That's a story. And y'all know I gotta be watching my stories.
Mm-hmm.
My meemaw called them her stories. Soap operas.
Yeah.
She loved them. The U.S. is taking steps to prevent hunters from America from traveling abroad to hunt lions.
What?
Yeah. Can't hunt lions anymore. Probably stemming from that girl with that picture. Remember that little girl had that picture?
Oh, right.
I bet that's what got this going.
My hunting lion stemmed from watching Ghost in the Darkness when I was a kid and realizing I don't ever want to go over there, ever.
Yeah, I don't
lions
hunt
will
lions.
Kill you.
I catch lions.
Lions hunt you.
Yeah, they do. They're predators. Lions are traditionally known as a predator of the African savannah.
Mm.
And they'll get you
because
they don't care. They don't care about anything except food and sleep. This week, Beijing is covered in an especially thick smog. That's no good. That stinks. I wish they could have the fine, crisp air of the Albuquerque sunrise, which we will be breathing in mere moments.
Yeah, where is...
U.S. diplomats assigned to Moscow are complaining that the Russians are returning to old-school harassment methods of years ago. Officials say that their tires have been slashed, their houses have been broken into, and more.
Whoa.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
An employee at Brooklyn Foot Locker, at a Brooklyn Foot Locker, has been charged with spying on ladies in the restroom.
Okay.
I didn't even know Foot Locker was still around.
Right?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, in other news.
Man, Taylor Swift has been named New York City's new global welcome ambassador. She's even released a new song called Welcome to New York to celebrate. Okay, so check this out. Taylor Swift news, her record came out this week. It was projected to get 750,000 scans. Because, you know, all year, no one's gone platinum. No one has gone platinum all year. This is the first year since I've been counting that nobody went platinum.
You think it's because of, like, thievery online?
I don't know. I don't know. I think now, well, no. Because younger kids are buying music. They just buy singles. They don't buy albums.
That's true.
So a lot of singles have gone platinum, but not albums.
Yeah.
But last week, they raised the prediction of how much she was going to sell to a little over 900,000. And then yesterday, I read that now they're saying she's going to break a million first week.
Wow.
That'll be like the first time that's happened all year. It doesn't happen a lot anymore at all. And if she does it, I believe she'll be the first female singer in history to have three records break platinum.
Gosh.
At first week or something like that, or within
T-Swift,
2 weeks.
Yo.
I'll have to go back and read that article again. It was in Rolling Stone, but it was super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people now are just buying singles. And it's so much easier. It's funny because when the music industry got geared up in the 50s and 60s, I guess, like the industry, the pop market, it was singles.
That little 45.
Focus. Yeah. So you had an A and a B, and then they branched out into albums in the 60s and 70s, and it stayed that way for a long time, and now we're totally back to singles. Interesting. Walmart apologized for describing its online large female Halloween outfits as fat girl costumes.
Yeah.
We read about this yesterday. Somebody missed that. And heartbreaking news for Chris Martin, but really good news for me. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Martin have broken up. Pretty stoked.
They dated for like 3 months.
Yeah, and they kept it secret most of the time. A lot of, like, we didn't find out they had been dating until it was almost over.
Wow.
Wow.
Or,
spoiler alert,
or the public made it crazy and they couldn't handle the pressure and broke up.
That's true.
Just saying.
This paper says Benedict Cumberbatch will play Doctor Strange in the latest superhero movie to be announced. We're going to talk more about this in Comics Corner.
Coming up.
Because Marvel made a series of huge announcements yesterday.
Gosh.
But that was not one of the announcements.
That was not.
And there's a reason. But that's okay. We're going to talk about this a little bit tomorrow during Theology Thursday. We'll probably talk about this a lot, but I'm just going to mention it here. The Pope Francis says scientific theories, including the Big Bang, believed to have brought the universe into being 13.7 billion years ago, and the idea that life developed through a process of evolution do not conflict with Catholic teaching. Addressing a meeting of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the Pope said the Big Bang, that today is considered to be the origin of the world, does not contradict the creative intervention of God. On the contrary, it requires it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that tomorrow, because you know Beanick's going to be all over that
story. Oh, yeah.
He's probably already all over it.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one. Maybe we'll talk about this during Theology Thursday tomorrow. In Lewes, Delaware, the head coach of the Cape Henlopen High School football team is under scrutiny due to the alleged participation in post-game prayers with players. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the FFRF, they've been making the news a lot lately, submitted a letter of complaint to the school district, a notice citing a serious constitutional violation occurring regularly at the school. The complaint came after pictures were published by a newspaper. Several of the pictures captured head coach Billy Colick engaging in prayer with his football players during a huddle. Several people contacted the Freedom From Religion Foundation after noticing the pictures. The superintendent assured the FFRF that the facility and staff would be reminded of the laws of separation of church and state. The coach said he will respect the law and the request of the organization.
Mm-mm. Man, we have taken that separation of church and state and made it mean something that it is not. It does not mean that we separate those. It means that the state cannot basically implement rules and regulations upon the church. It was implemented for the church, mm-hmm. not for the state, so that high school coaches cannot pray with their kids.
So a bit of overkill here.
Yeah.
But then you have that mayor lady, and of course this all like got, she totally dropped the thing, but she was like, I want all of your sermons and all of your... So in that situation, it was like, did she forget about separation of church and state?
Because that actually is it. Because that was the state trying to implement something upon the church.
Right.
That's what the law was for.
Hmm. There you go.
Yep. Busted for post-game prayer.
Post-game prayer. Residents of a Florida neighborhood in Jacksonville say a woman with 400 or more mothballs lining her driveway is causing a health hazard. Neighbors say the woman drives back and forth and crushes them up with her car to make them stink even more.
What?
They filed complaints with the city, accusing the neighbor of causing a health hazard. A woman at the offending home said the mothballs are intended to keep dogs from defecating in her yard. So she's just running over mothballs.
Gross.
Dude, that sucks. Ugh. Golly.
Yeah.
That stinks. Mothballs are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way they smell.
Gross, no.
I don't. But that's weird. Here's a terrifying story. A 19-year-old Shanghai student backpacking through China has put up an ad online offering to have sexual relations with any man in exchange for free lodging. This girl wants to use sex to finance her backpacking trip.
No.
The woman put up an ad on the Chinese social network Weibo looking for temporary boyfriends, quote unquote, to assist her during her travels. She does, however, have a few requirements. Prospective host must be good looking, under 30, taller than 5 feet. Taller than 5'9", and of course, rich.
Gosh.
If you fit this criteria and you're looking to take her up on her offer, be warned. Oh my gosh. You won't just have to give up a spot on your couch. No, no, no. According to her, you'll also have to pay for her transportation from city to city and cover her meals.
Nope.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Wow. That's like a that's shock therapy life.
That
right
is
there.
Shock therapy life. We can talk about that today.
Coming up 9 o'clock. Gosh.
Good grief. Oh no. Sam Rubin, one of the morning anchors at KTLA 5 in Los Angeles, was in the middle of a self-deprecating story about the time his wife asked him, "When did you become the fat one on that show?"
Oh.
When a reporter said, "He's always been," Ginger Chan blurted it from the traffic center, not realizing her mic was still on. The live broadcast cut to Chan's shocked face as it dawned on her that Ruben, their co-workers, and a whole bunch of viewers had just heard what she thought was an in-house comment. Oh, no. Doug, that sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that, man.
That was...
Oh, no! That stinks.
Oh, man, can you imagine?
No.
And then the director's like, camera two, now. Right now.
Right now. Look right at now. Her face.
Go to her face.
Look at her face. She's
and
going...
Right there? Okay. Ooh. Hold it. Hold it. Yeah. Okay. Now back to Ruben.
She's smiling, and then she goes...
Oh, man.
Shock. Shock and awe. While American Airlines is removing in-flight meals on certain flights, one airline is hoping to make them a whole lot sweeter. British Airways has developed a special soundbite menu that pairs in-flight meals to a 13-track playlist on the airline's audio channel. The songs have been specifically selected to enhance certain dishes. Inspiration came from a study recently conducted by Oxford University. The study revealed that listening to music not only increases productivity, but also heightens a person's taste buds.
Dude, yesterday I was preparing for a Connect group.
Mm-hmm.
I put on Rush of Blood to the Head.
Yes.
And I became a champion.
Champion.
Of men.
You did.
Man, that house.
Clean.
Clean.
Wonderful.
Dinner.
Yes.
Cooked. Beautiful. Did it all. And I was like, I still have time to watch pregame of the World Series.
The video.
It's a man.
That Tom DeLonge posted the other day is in our news.
Whoa.
A dying scientist has made a bizarre deathbed video claiming he knows what's really going on at Nevada's mysterious Area 51.
Yep.
And says that he reverse-engineered flying saucer technology for defense company Lockheed Martin. Boyd Bushman, made the revelations in a video recorded just before he died this August, along with photographs of aliens he claimed were taken on disposable cameras within American military facilities. Bushman was a research scientist at Lockheed Martin with a number of patents to his name, although details of his biography are disputed. Bushman said in the video, "With respect to the alien craft, we have American citizens who are working on UFOs 24 hours a day. We are trying to learn what to do." It's not the first time someone at the defense firm has claimed the secrets of alien spacecraft are being studied at Lockheed Martin. Ben Rich, a Lockheed Martin employee who pioneered stealth fighters, said, "We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do."
Dang.
That makes me feel awesome!
And then he died.
And then he died. Boyd Bushman. Gone. Tom DeLonge posted this video the other day. He was like, "The most important thing that has ever happened has occurred."
Yeah.
What did he say? It was like the dumbest.
It was like, yeah. "The most important thing in the history of mankind has happened.
Has
it's been
like
posted."
Like,
what? Thank you. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tom. You love aliens. Aliens! Aliens!
Tom DeLonge, of course, front man of... I'm gonna look him up.
Look it up. I'll read this while you're doing that. Papa John's founder and CEO John Schnatter attended the funeral of a 22-year-old Gordon Schaefer last Saturday. Schaefer was shot and killed during a robbery at a Papa John's business in Columbia, Tennessee. Holy crap, Columbia, Tennessee is like 20 minutes from Nashville.
Really?
Yes. On October 21st, Schaefer's family said Papa John's has shown a tremendous amount of support to them, covering all of the necessary funeral and hospital expenses. A 17-year-old has been arrested in the case.
Dang.
He showed up at that kid's funeral. That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
He's making commercials and being Papa John, and then he shows up at a funeral.
The biggest thing that has ever surfaced has surfaced.
That's what it was. Aliens.
Senior scientist for Lockheed Martin comes clean before his death. And there's another one. Another deathbed confession. Check my Twitter post for the link.
Really?
Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Tonight, we're going to learn about aliens.
It's surfaced. Dog. And finally, getting a tattoo of a loved one can be romantic, but not if you're an alleged sex offender and your loved one is underaged.
Whoa.
Though not a bad idea if it leads to your arrest. That's what happened when a high school dance teacher in Durham, North Carolina, reportedly got a tattoo of a 15-year-old student's name and likeness.
Nope.
Once she was allegedly caught trading sexually explicit text messages with the female student, it was hard to deny it was the girl's parents who discovered the messages after telling the teacher, 37-year-old Michelle Smith White, to stop contacting their teen daughter. She agreed, but a couple months later, the parents found messages again. White also apparently had a tattoo of the girl's name, initials, and an artist rendering, which would be symbolic of the juvenile.
Wow, dude. I don't even know where to begin. Traffic.
Yeah, let's go to traffic. See if anybody out here is as big of a train wreck as that.
Yeah,
situation.
Wow.
Jeez. No accidents to report right now. We have a little bit of traffic on Paseo around the construction at I-25 in Paseo, which is coming along nicely. It's going to be awesome when it's done. Like a major thoroughfare.
Dude.
It looks nuts. Also, I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane because of the construction. The on-ramp is closed at I-25 North in Jefferson, so please don't use that. And there's road construction. The roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest.
Boom.
That's your look at traffic. Because now let's get to some birthdays with Doug.
With Doug.
With Doug. With Doug.
With Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, hello.
How
Good
are
morning.
You?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good.
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 Glad to hear that.
Yep.
Today, October the 29th, 2014, day 302. There are 63 days remaining in the year.
Crazy. Dang.
We're down to a couple months here.
Yeah.
Oh. Roy Schneider,
Nope.
No, he's
no,
dead.
No, he's dead, dude. He's dead. He's dead. Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Sadly, I think he's dead because Robert Shaw's dead.
Yeah, Robert Shaw's dead.
Yeah. I think he's it.
Roy Schneider's awesome. Well, yeah. That lady. I think
Sheriff Brody.
Is she alive?
If you will.
Is that where you got the name?
I don't know.
From Jaws?
His name is Sheriff Brody.
Yeah. But that's his last name in the movie.
Or Chief Brody. That's what old man calls Brody. He will Brody. Only call him Chief Brody.
Well, you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah. That's his That's his Jurassic Park.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Jaws came out in 1975.
Richard Dreyfuss. Okay, think about that then. 75.
He's in American Graffiti, Jaws, Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
It's 39 years
All
ago.
All three of those directed by Steven Spielberg.
It was 39 years ago. How old was he then?
He was a kid in Jaws. He was like in his 20s in Jaws.
So.
Because he was a young actor.
I'm going to say he's 64.
66.
67 years old.
Oh!
Right there.
So he was 28.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed.
He played college at TCU in his final game, the 2011 Rose Bowl. He beat the Wisconsin Badgers. And now he plays quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, the Red Rocket.
Yeah, Dalton.
Andy Dalton!
Yep.
Andy Dalton. I just picked him up.
You did?
Yeah.
I think I had him a couple of years ago. Man, I got to make some changes.
I love the Bengals, man. Right, Doug?
Doug, do you love the Bengals?
He loves them, man. Doug. Loves the Bengals.
Doug, why do you love the Bengals so much?
So much.
Andy Dalton's birthday today.
Can you tell me real quick why you love the Bengals so much?
Yeah, I just need to know.
Andy Dalton celebrating a birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. Andy Dalton
love
is
the Bengals.
Andy
right now.
Dalton is 31.
This reminded me that he was on waivers and they needed to see if I got him.
Hey!
I tried
Which
to get him
league?
In ours.
Really?
Yeah, because I it. Don't you do it! I need a quarterback.
I think I need
Stafford's
one too.
Stafford's on a bye.
Uh oh. Man, everybody on my fantasy
him?
Team
I got him!
Is questionable. Like, that's what it is, questionable.
That's my quarterback right now, guys, Andy Dalton. I just got him. Boom, he's playing Jacksonville this week. That's why I picked him up.
All right.
Stafford's on a bye, and I just needed him for 1 week.
I need to get A.J. Green back, too.
Dude.
Hey, he's 31.
That's 2011. He was still in college, 12, 13, 14, so let's say he was 24. He's 27 years old.
He is 27 years old.
Look at that math.
Math
is cool. What happened to this guy? Matt Groening.
Nope.
Nancy Cartwright.
Nope.
Oh, Hank Azaria. Gosh.
Nope.
Dan Castellano.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is the voice of Homer, Grandpa, Barney, Krusty the Clown, Willie the Groundskeeper, Mayor Quimby, and Hans Moleman.
Nice.
Dude.
Boring.
I've got to make some major changes to my team.
Yeah?
Boring.
Yes, everybody sucks right now. Good grief.
Yeah.
No wonder I've been losing so much this season.
He lost to me.
Did. By 7 points, or 8 points.
Which was crazy, because I was beating him by like 60.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't even check the score. And then he was like, you only beat me by 7 points.
We came back,
Whoa!
Boys.
Okay, who is this, Nancy Cartwright, you said?
No, Dan Castellano. Homer.
Homer.
Thus the boring.
Boring. Boring.
He is 49?
He is 60.
He is 57.
Oh. Dang it.
You are so close,
So close. What's up, guys?
Next up.
Andy. What? Andy Samberg.
An American actress and former model. Among her notable roles, she played opposite Kirsten Dunst in the film Bring It On.
Oh.
Liza Dushku.
She was in Bad Boys 2.
Nope.
No, she played Martin Lawrence's sister.
It's the... she was on the other team.
Yeah.
Burr! It's cold
Gabrielle
in
Union.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah!
Isn't she married to, like, LL? Who's
I'm going to tell y'all something
Gabrielle
right
Union.
Now.
She's married to somebody.
She is married to Dwayne Wade.
Listen to
She's
me.
She's married to Dwayne Wade. That's
Listen
right.
to me. Huh. Bring It On is a funny movie.
Yeah, Chrissy loves that movie.
Have you ever
she
seen
made
it?
Me watch it, yes.
Did you not like
I've
it?
I've only seen it once.
Dude, we need to watch it again.
Okay.
I'm so stoked about Ant-Man because Peyton Reed directed Bring It On. I'm not kidding. I love that movie. It's awesome.
And we just found out recently that McKay...
Yeah, Adam McKay.
Adam McKay rewrote the script with Paul Rudd.
So the guy that wrote and directed The Other Guys wrote the script. He rewrote Edgar Wright's original script.
Man.
And now Peyton Reed is... I think Ant-Man's going to be awesome.
Me too.
Michael Douglas is in it.
That's
Paul Rudd is in it.
A birthday movie,
Evangeline Lilly is in it.
A birthday movie.
T.I. is in it.
Really?
Yeah, he's in it.
Gabrielle Union is 34.
36.
She is 41.
Whoa.
No. No.
Oh, no, y'all.
Oh, no, y'all.
Michael Keaton.
No.
The lady.
No.
Winona Ryder would be the lady,
dude.
Too.
It is Winona Ryder's
it's
birthday.
It's Winona Ryder! Hey, have you stolen anything lately?
Stop it!
Winona Ryder.
I love you, Winona Ryder.
We love shoplifting with you.
Stop it. No,
she shoplifted.
That was once, man.
That was
coming
more
up,
than
we're
once.
We're going to talk about pasts and stuff.
When?
Swamp Thing Annual.
Swamp Thing!
Amazing. There was like this amazing story.
That's cool.
It was incredible.
I like Winona Ryder.
It was in the past, man.
It was in the past.
You got to put your past...
She was in Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler was on David Letterman. They asked her. They asked him about it. He goes, "Don't worry, we check her pockets every day before she leaves the set. She's cool.
Winona
She's cool,
Ryder,
guys.
I'm a fan.
Okay, is Jacksonville gonna beat the Bengals?
No.
Okay,
that's why I picked Andy Dalton because I'm like, oh, Andy Dalton's gonna light them up. I think.
Is Cleveland gonna beat Tampa Bay?
Could happen.
Yeah, they're gonna.
I have no faith anymore, man. I'm sorry. I've been rooting for Chrissy's team. Go Cowboys! I grew up a Cowboys fan, anyways. It's pathetic. Hate.
All right, Winona Ryder today is 45.
She's 47.
She is 43.
Oh,
dude, Winona Ryder is 43.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
40s.
You know, we are the people that are going to be running this world soon.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Monster Mash.
Yet on to dates. On this day in 1 year, the first trial for witchcraft was held in Paris.
1612.
11.
Yeah, probably.
23.
1390.
Split the difference.
Split it.
On this day in 1 year, 16 countries meeting in Geneva agreed to form the International Red Cross.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. 1883.
Wait, when? 1883?
Yeah.
1829.
1863.
Split the difference.
I'll be there. On this day in 1 year, the ticker tape parade was invented in New York City when office workers spontaneously threw ticker tape into the streets as the Statue of Liberty is dedicated.
Wait, nice. Wait. It was dedicated. For the first time ever, it was dedicated. We just had that trivia about it being like rededicated by
the 50th.
Not
FDR. FDR.
It was FDR.
It was FDR.
Okay.
And it was in, that was in...
It was like 1920. It was in between the wars.
It was in between the wars.
So, and that was like the 50s.
It
so
was
then
the
we're
early
gonna go,
30s.
I'm going to go 1876.
1906.
1886.
Mm. Oh, I was thinking 1876 because it was like the centennial of our nation.
Yeah.
Huh?
I like it. I see what you're talking about.
We're off by a decade.
I see what you're talking about, and I love it!
On this day in what year, in Louisville, Kentucky, Cassius Clay, who later became Muhammad Ali, won his first professional fight.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
1960. 1959. 1960 is correct.
Hey!
Sports.
On this day in what year? The first ever computer-to-computer link was established on ARPANET, the precursor to the internet.
Ooh. 1973.
1970.
1969.
Ah! I almost went 60s.
On this day in what year, Elvis recorded his last hit song in the basement studio at Graceland.
What is
raw,
it, buddy?
Unedited take of Way Down was included in the album Our Memories of Elvis Volume 2.
Here's what sucks, though. This is like Fat Elvis. Yeah. I don't mean it. No disrespect.
And you gave up on him. You
so
gave
this
up
is like
him.
The end of his career. I know so much about the beginning of his career. Okay, wait. But his last recording, okay, passed away in 77. So I'm going to say it's got to be right up until his death he was performing. I'm going to say 1977.
1976.
1976 is correct.
Nice!
And
Bicentennial.
Missed it by that much.
The number one song today.
Oh, snap.
No way. This has been.
Let's kick it. Ice, baby.
You're doing the dance, Steve-O.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Collaborate and
listen.
Ice is back with a brand new invention.
Kitchen.
Something.
Tightly.
Daily and
fortnightly.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I don't know.
So this is the number one song? Is that what I missed? Because my headphones unplugged like an idiot.
And you're wrapped in a scandal. Dance.
Okay.
Shoes.
Mushroom deadly. Wanna play a dope melody? Anything less than the best is a
harmony.
Penalty. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit the bulls out of the kid. Don't
pay
play. If you got a man. This is stupid. I could do this song for karaoke without the words. This is terrible.
I like to make up words.
I helped make this number one.
He did.
I have this tape.
He made this number one, Doug. Don't question him.
Okay, what year was this? I was in the fourth grade.
What
I
were
think.
You doing in the fourth grade? Bacon.
I'm going to say 1988.
1991. 1990.
Ah!
Today is Cat Day.
Hey, Beans! Panda! Beans!
Today is Internet Day, marking the anniversary of the first usage of the Internet to send a message electronically back in 1969. And today is Oatmeal Day.
Oatmeal, baby!
10 miles to fade.
Hey!
Crooked was the path.
Crooked was
it is Wednesday!
It is!
We've got a great show for you today. Of course, Shock Therapy Live with our boy Pastor Nate Heitzig. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But you can get your questions in now. Marvel made it easy for us for a Comics Corner today. We've got a lot to discuss, including their plans for the next 6 years of our lives. It's going to be awesome.
Stoked.
Yeah. Thanks to Marvel and DC for being at war with each other and we all winning. We all win.
Yes.
We have a crazy list of films coming out.
Yes, we
do. In the next 6 years.
Pretty awesome.
So we're also going to talk about some different things in the comic book world today, including the Captain America director saying some things about the Oscars.
Whoa.
And their involvement.
Ooh.
Excited about that. On the way back, we got some Stimson, some All Get Out, some Sleepwave, and more Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Hola, friends and family. Let's check out what's going on with the ABQ traffic-wise.
Yeah.
No accidents to report. There's a bit of congestion on 40 eastbound between Coors and the Big I, so if you're doing that, then you're going to go a little slower. Not terribly slow.
Mm.
Not, like, stopped or anything. But it might be a little slower than you want it to be, down to about 30 miles an hour around the 12th Street frontage road place along I-25. On I-25, be careful.
Mm.
Also, I-25 in Paseo is under construction. There's a lot of congestion on Paseo, but it looks like it's still moving. I-25 frontage road north between Osuna and San Mateo and Ellison is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp is closed at I-25 north and Jefferson. And we have road construction. The roadway is reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvert campus, phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Ah, yes. Technology!
Technology.
It's advancing rapidly.
It's advancing rapidly.
We had a news story this morning, and that's not the right... I want different music.
I want,
like... That'll work. Thank you. That was good.
This is not the old one.
Taco Bell fell silent on social media yesterday, leaving a cryptic message that said, hashtag, only in the app.
What? Doug, did you know about this? Doug's my man on the street.
I saw this on the news. The fast food taco joint.
Yeah?
They're using that campaign to push for customers to download their new ordering app.
You can order from your app?
Taco Bell has a new mobile ordering app.
This is dangerous.
You can seriously customize, place, and pay for an order on a smartphone and then pick it up at the drive-thru or in-store of your choice.
Okay.
The app functions as you would expect. You log in, you select a location, you place your order, you customize your order, you can then pick up the order in the drive-thru or special lines in the store. Taco Bell has become self-aware.
Oh my gosh. Skynet.
Taco Bell has become self-aware.
Taco Bell has become self-aware. They gave us hints for years with their little messages on their sauces.
Yep.
And now, the prophecy has come true.
They are self-aware that they need to do something fast so that they don't go out of business.
Will this be a mild takeover? No, no, no. Fire.
I gotta be honest, I'm jumping on my phone right now to see if I have any of these dumb apps.
Don't do this.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Taco Bell launched a new mobile ordering app. Would anybody really ever use that?
Doug, would you use it?
Has anybody used any, like, ordering apps before? You have? Doug, get on that microphone.
Dude, I have for pizza.
Jesse, I was going to say Domino's. I looked on my phone and I was like, well, I have one food app.
I think I had the, in Nashville, I don't think I've gotten it since we moved out here, but I had the Papa John's one.
Dougie?
I use the Chipotle app on Saturday night.
Whoa, Chipotle's got an app?
Yeah, you can go and place your order through the app. You can leave little, like, hey, I want extra veggies or I want extra rice.
Man, technology has changed.
And then it saves you. Like, you can be like, do you want to save this order? And then you put, like, yeah, save it. So, like, whenever I get on the app now, I can just click, like, I think I call it, like, normal order, and it'll just, like, poof, and then you order it and we pay. It saves all of our stuff. We just pay right there, and I walk in. I go, hey, can I get... order for Doug, and they're like, yeah, here you go.
Does the Android make a poof sound when you save stuff?
Poof.
Gosh. I've got that at home.
I've used the computer, like PIWI.
Yeah.
I totally
P-I-W-I.
Rock that. I've got, like, the Steve-O order.
Yeah, you just skip, like, you walk in the Chipotle, and there's this big old line, and you just go straight to the front and go, yeah, I got an order for Doug. And they're like, oh, here you go.
A lot of restaurants are doing this nowadays.
But we're talking fast food. This is T-Bell, yo.
T-Bell.
Not to be confused with T-Swift, who's taking over the world right now.
True.
But maybe this is in cahoots!
Cahoots!
Look, it worries me a little bit, because I know the guy who works at the one on 4th Street. Uh-huh. His name's Puppet.
No, Doug!
And he's a nice guy, and he hooks it up. You go in late at night, and he'll go, hey, man, just let you know, I just saw some cops drive by. They're going after somebody, so be careful out there. Also, there's some cinnamon twists and an extra gordita.
No. Doug, please, please. What's his name? Pepper?
Puppet.
Don't trust Puppet.
I trust Puppet. I've known that guy longer than I've known my wife.
I felt like an idiot this last week. I was at Walgreens, and they were like, oh, yeah, you got one of them iPhones. You can use Apple Pay now. And I was like, what? Apple Pay? And he was like, yeah, should only take a second. And I was like, oh. He's like, I've seen multiple people use it. So I'm standing in line at the App Store trying to download the app for Apple Pay and then realizing, wait, oh, maybe I need the Walgreens app. So I'm like, hold on. Sorry. Holding up the line. Do-ka-do-ka-do-ka-do.
Signal around here, am I right?
I know, right,
signal.
Guys? Trying. And then all that. And then I'm like, you just wave your phone over it? Oh, it's only compatible with the 6.
Oh, my gosh. I knew that.
All
I knew
that.
It.
I knew.
After all that, and I guess I had no idea.
Cause some was it you? Somebody was telling me that Apple Pay was in the new, and they're like, no, you can totally use it on a 5. And I was like, I'm pretty sure they said in the keynote thing that it was going to be 6.
It was probably me when I was frustrated at Walgreens because I'm waving my phone like an idiot.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up because yesterday I saw this. CVS and Rite Aid, competitors of
yes.
Walgreens, are like, no Apple Pay.
Yeah.
No. And now it looks like Tim Cook has released a statement. He says he fired back at CVS and Rite Aid on Monday after the drugstore chains blocked the iPhone maker's mobile payment service, saying there were plenty of other retailers around the world who were going to sign up, so whatever.
Dude.
CVS and Rite Aid have not explained why they decided to block it.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's smart because then you got like the competitors like Walgreens and they're like, hey, no, come in here. We take Apple Pay. Has anybody even used this technology? 505-338-3700. I felt like an idiot because I'm standing in line trying.
Yeah.
Like with my phone. Apparently there was like this Google Pay app as well, but it only had like 2 stars out of 5. And I was like, I'm not trusting that.
Oh, yeah, Android.
I'm not trusting you. So, anyways, Taco Bell launching a new mobile ordering app that you can customize your order, you can pay for your order, and then you just go to the drive-thru and go, sup, man, I'm this order? Like, I don't know.
Do they send you, like, a code?
I don't know. See, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
Well, I think, like...
I refuse to download this.
A few coffee shops...
I'm downloading it right now.
One major coffee shop has
yeah.
been... They use, like... email discounts and stuff like that.
Oh, that's true.
And you can
yeah.
get e-receipts.
Scan it straight from your phone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Apple Pay is, right?
I think Apple Pay is literally like you scan boop. Your phone in front of it. And it's like, boop, cool. We just took all your information.
Right on. Cool, man.
Sounds good.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Yo, I just wanted to chime in on the whole paying by phone thing.
Yeah.
I know, first off, food apps. I have Taco Bell. I have Pizza Hut, I have Papa John's, I have Domino's in my
Whoa.
Phone.
You need to go to the gym.
You like food, don't you?
Hey, I'm going to the gym this morning. I go to the gym twice a week, okay?
Twice a week?
Are you going to get
an inch more than my weight right now, but I'm only like 130, so that's not really impressive.
Hey, are you going to get a pizza right after the gym?
Hey, gotta replace those proteins, man. How are you going
to
get gains without protein?
All that protein and that bread.
But I found that I've used a different app. I've used the one called Softcard. It used to be called... ISIS, and they changed their name, you know, to not be affiliated with the whole terrorist organization.
Okay. Smart. I was about to... Did you say it was ISIS?
Or yeah, that's what they used to say. That's the name that they used to have before the whole terrorist thing. Then they changed their name. They're like, we don't want to be affiliated with these guys that are, like, you know, bombing and beheading people, so we're going to change our name to Softcard.
They definitely changed their name.
Yeah, they changed their name.
They should
but, yeah,
they should
I like
sued
it.
ISIS for the rights to the name.
Oh.
Let's see how well that goes.
Yeah, that's true.
Trying to negotiate with
probably
terrorists
not.
There.
Yeah, probably not.
It's like a South Park episode.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that I like a lot of the pay apps. I haven't used Google Pay or like the... I mean, I don't touch iDevices with a passion just because.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I found it to be really convenient, actually. The one I have, it connects to my... to like a prepaid American Express card, and I connect that to my bank account, so I can just load little bits and then use it. But like, it's nice not have. It's nice just being able to touch my phone to whatever I'm paying at, and it works just like you know.
How many times have you lost your identity?
None, but I don't think anybody wants to steal my identity. My credit's terrible. I don't have any credit. Yeah, like, university
I'm
student.
I'm going to use this. I don't even care. I don't have any money anyways. Steal my identity. Amazing.
They steal my identity.
Just
they're going to have to put money in my account to use, okay? So they'll be helping me out.
So you win.
You
steal my identity, I win.
Yeah.
Win-win situation.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. 505-338-3700. Taco Bell launching a brand new mobile ordering app, which got us thinking about... ordering stuff from your phone. Do you guys use these? I have, you know, I think pizza is like the common denominator here. Everybody's mentioning these pizza apps because I've got a pizza app I use and it works just fine. You can pay, do all that stuff from it. But the idea of getting a Taco Bell or just like a fast food app in general.
Do you feel bad?
Isn't that the point of fast food?
I've given up.
It's already really quick. You already pull up. You order, they slop together your order in like 30 seconds,
right.
And then you've got fast food. This is just crazy. Plus, let's also be very honest. For those of us that actually would go to a Taco Bell, like myself, it's never like, you know what sounds good today? Taco Bell.
It's always necessity.
It's usually just like, we're on our way home, everybody's tired. Taco Bell, guys, Taco Bell. Yeah. So you're already in line by the time you figured that you want to go to Taco Bell?
Man, the last time I ate Taco Bell was on Waverly's final tour.
Ooh.
Straight up. With the wedding.
Because
it was after a show, and the guys in the wedding were like, let's go to Taco Bell. And Dave was like, yeah, man, Taco Bell, we have been there forever.
Sounds like such a good idea.
And I was so mad.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Taco Bell. I drove the van. I drove everybody there. I was like, I'll drive you guys. I'm not getting anything.
Did you get anything?
No.
You didn't get anything? 505-338-3700.
I haven't eaten Taco Bell.
Do they still make cinnamon twists? I thought they got rid of those.
See, that's how long it's been since I've been at Taco Bell.
Exactly. Taco Bell launching a new app that functions like you would expect. You can log in, select a location, place your order. You can customize the order. Oh, how much customization do you need for a Taco Bell app?
Can you put more cheese? Can you put more cheese? No? Okay. Just that customize.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what do you customize at Taco Bell?
Did you know that you can get green sauce instead of red?
Nope.
Yeah. There's like a green sauce.
Ugh. I've seen the green
instead
sauce.
Instead of like the red sauce, it's supposed to be like the green chili sauce, but it's like a...
Yeah,
it's
but...
It's just like the green...
Oh, man, Taco Bell, man. You guys got to be careful with all that stuff.
Okay. I know how much you love fast food, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, there's some fast food that's not bad. Well, it's bad, but it's less bad.
Yeah.
You know? There's a particular chain around here that takes forever. It's not fast. It's technically fast food, but they make your burger and you wait for at least 20 minutes.
Are you talking about a lot of burger?
Yeah. You wait.
That is not fast food.
You wait.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd rather have that. It's kind of comfort. I mean, either they're in there cooking it,
yeah,
or they're standing around. Like, they have a policy where they're like, okay, look, so we want every... Look, we're fast food. But we want everybody to think that we're not as fast food. So you're gonna take the order, and then you're going to go stand in this corner for up to 15 minutes.
I think that's exactly what they should be called. Not as fast food.
Not as fast food. Quality. Quality assurance, not as fast food.
Oh, speaking of healthy living and fast food, the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo is coming up November 8th and 9th at Expo New Mexico. We have tons of tickets to give away. So if you are a fan of Taco Bell apps and or healthy eating, we've got some tickets. We're going to be giving those away here very soon. We'll play a game. We'll do something. 8 o'clock hour, of course, we got Comics Corner. Stay with us. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Let's take a look at some traffic, folks. We have a couple of things to report. We have an accident at Coors Boulevard South and Montaño Road Northwest. That will be a miss on your early morning commute. In fact, if you take Coors or Montaño, especially where they intersect, I'm talking to you. So watch out for that. Also, on 40 eastbound around the Coors intersection, traffic is down to about 16 miles an hour. And a little bit more congestion as we head east around that. Paseo is starting to get stacked up this AM, so look out for that. We have construction at I-25 in Paseo. We have I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison Street reduced to one lane because of construction. The on-ramp is closed at I-25 North in Jefferson. And we have road construction reducing the roadway to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. There's a lot of construction going on. On the west side.
Yeah.
I know Universe and all that. They're changing lane stuff. So be on the lookout and pay attention to what you're doing. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up. In the 8 o'clock hour.
Ooh.
Comics Corner.
Comics Corner.
We got a lot to discuss. Yeah, Marvel made some major announcements yesterday. It's been a big week for comics. And speaking of, Jennifer Garner, the wife of Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck!
Says she has heard the bat voice.
Oh.
She's heard exactly how Ben sounds as the Dark Knight in the new Batman versus Superman film.
Nice.
She said she didn't hear it very much at home, but she has been on set enough to hear bits and pieces of it. And based on her description,
yeah,
he's following in the footsteps of Christian Bale.
Awesome.
His voice is growly.
Growly.
Although,
yeah,
she says his voice is distinctive from Christian Bale's because his voice is decisive and sexy.
Oh, yeah.
That comes from his wife.
Thinking about using my mobile app to order some food.
Gosh.
How do you feel?
505.
What would a sexy Batman voice sound like? Sexy Batman voice. That's what I could be for Halloween.
Sexy Batman.
Sexy Batman voice.
Isn't that what all, like...
Hey, everybody.
Never mind, I'm gonna get in trouble with that one.
I'm the hero that you need.
Okay.
But not the one you want, or something.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We happen to have family four-packs to the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo.
Whoa.
Yeah, we have a stack of tickets.
How do they get the tickets, Steve-O?
Call us with your best bat voice. That's all.
Best.
That's it, and that's all.
Bat voice.
Thoughts on the new bat voice, Ben? 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's 505-338-3700. Producer Doug, get off the phone and let us talk to the people.
Doug, this is not your personal phone call time.
See, Doug is a call screener for us, and he checks everybody. Sometimes he just enjoys a call more than we do.
He does.
Static.
I'm really excited. Yay! I love you guys so much.
Wooly, we love you.
Hey, I got, can both of you pull out your cell phones for a second? Can you do that?
Yep.
Yeah?
Can you both check your Twitter accounts?
Yeah?
What's up with it?
You should check. You should see.
Oh my gosh.
Check my Twitter account.
Wooly. Oh man, you're the best, dude.
You're the best. Happy morning, America.
Dude, happy morning. Hey, you tweeted us last night too.
Wow. That is, I don't even know what to say.
I'm grateful for you, Wooly.
I love you guys and America too. And that just needed to happen.
Wooly, do you have a bat voice?
Wow,
that's
also when I wake up in the morning or when I take someone who I really like on a date, I'm like,
you use a Batman voice on the date?
Oh yeah, no, because I don't have the Batman body or none of the sweet gadgets. So I try to bring like up my masculinity. I take a shot of testosterone right before I take her and then we hop in my Prius and we go down to
that's the equivalent of the Batmobile.
That really is.
Exactly. We hop in my Prius and we go to Taco Bell, but we pre-order on the app first.
You Prius order.
Hey, I do.
Do you really drive a Prius?
No, dear God, okay. No. Come
I'm
on,
like,
man.
Do you want these
Texas.
Tickets?
Let's go. Come on now.
I'm like, if you have a Prius, you must want these tickets to the Green and Healthy Living Expo.
I'd love to go.
No way. No way. I have a pickup, and I am a man, so there.
Booyah.
Real men don't drive Prius. Sorry, whoever goes to a church where they preach otherwise. I love you all.
There you go.
Love you, buddy. Too,
hey, have a great day.
You
and
too.
America, all over the place.
All
love you
over.
Guys.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Love you, too. There you go. There's mine.
Oh, my gosh. You are riding a... You are atop a lion with a crossbow and a lightsaber.
Attic.
That's crazy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you giving me your Batman voice?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that is... You're wanting to go to this, aren't you? This New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo. We have tickets.
I am trying.
I don't know, guys. Is that a bat voice? What is that?
You're either... Okay, it's either Batman or it's very sick elderly person. Why are you laughing?
I'm trying. This is Mom Fernando.
Hey, Mom Fernando. That's really good.
I tried.
It's a really good bat voice. Now, we have tickets for this thing. It's coming up November 8th and 9th here in Albuquerque. Could you go?
I probably not to the next caller or next two out.
All right.
I would love to. I would really love to, but I'm really trying to save to go to San Diego.
Oh, that's cool.
You do that.
I love San Diego.
If I had a choice between the green, healthy, whatever expo thingy or going to San Diego, I would choose San Diego every time.
Not me. I would choose this because it would reduce my carbon footprint.
Okay. Gosh. All right. Thanks, Mom Fernando.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Come on, somebody call in with a Batman voice. I want to hear this. I know you all do it.
Okay, you know what? Here's what we're going to do right now. I'm getting texts.
Okay.
From someone who really wants to go to this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, for real. Like, for real. Really.
No. Yeah. Why don't they call in?
We're calling them.
Oh, catering.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, no! No! You have to answer the phone! I know you're listening.
You're coming.
I know you're listening. You just texted saying you want these tickets.
Yeah, you did.
You know who you
are. You're going to participate.
Yeah, you will.
You will participate. I'm
gonna be Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello, lovely bride.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Chrissy.
Chrissy, why didn't you just call?
I'm not driving.
Oh, good.
Right, because that would be bad.
I bet there's not a lot of traffic out there, too, huh? Cause,
nope. None.
All right, good.
All right. Chrissy.
I have a child willing to do Batman voice.
No, I don't want...
Oh, you don't want the children to
No, Chrissy,
you
texted saying,
on the phone?
I want these tickets. And I'm like, really? You're going to drag me to the Green and Healthy Living Expo?
Booyah.
Heck yes, I am.
Ugh. Gosh. Gosh.
You did this to yourself, buddy.
Okay, well...
We're going to... No, I beat you some patchouli, buddy.
Okay. Oh, man. Well, come home with a couple of chickens, am I right?
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's my wife, everyone. 12 years, man.
Hey, man, your life is
years.
A great adventure.
I feel like I'm going to have this crazy prize.
It's going
to
be great.
I'll just keep waiting for it to get mailed in.
Crazy patchouli-smelling prize.
Chrissy, Jennifer Garner talked about Ben Affleck's bat voice. In order to get tickets to this, you have to do your best Batman impression.
Let's hear your best Batman.
I hate the bat voice. I refuse. You don't tell me. This is my show. And I actually run this.
Show. You do.
You may run the house, but I run my show.
And I run everything into the ground.
You don't take over this part of my life. This is the one aspect where I actually win.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve.
Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'm just kidding.
Come on, Steve.
Chrissy! I'm a man!
Chrissy, do your Batman voice. Come on.
I don't have a Batman. I've never
that
tried
to
do Batman voice.
Come on, you can do it. I've heard your Batman voice. It's usually like, Stephen Michael!
Whoa!
I asked you to take out the trash!
What did you say? Oh, Rachel. There you go.
You win.
Where's Rachel?
There you go.
Where's Rachel?
Oh, my gosh.
Steven Michael.
Okay, yeah, no, that's that's about it.
Can you
that's
please about every time you yell at him from now on,
Steven Michael?
Take out the trash.
That's exactly what I hear. This is amazing. This is working out so well for me.
Yeah,
so well for me. Pray for me, everyone.
Pray for him, everyone.
Do you really? I will take you to the.
Feet.
Oh my gosh. That's
now I sound. Never mind. I don't
Gosh,
sound like
that's great,
anymore.
Guys.
Nope.
This sounds, is great,
this
Chrissy.
Is
you need to call in more often.
This is terrible.
Now it's Steve's turn.
Rub your feet.
No, it's usually rub my feet.
That's what
she's
that's
like.
What she
I want to get a. I want a pedicure.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, we can't. Well, then rub my feet.
That's pretty good.
Gosh,
good
you stuff. Sound like a monster, Chrissy. You're not a monster. I love you. You're so sweet. So kind-hearted. I can't wait to take you to the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo.
Woohoo!
All right, we'll go.
You still haven't done your Batman voice.
I don't...
Do it.
Chrissy, I'm going to take you to the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo. Oh, yeah! Right.
That's Macho Man! That's Macho
wait,
Man!
Sorry, okay. Snap into a Slim Jim!
No!
No? Okay, all right. I love you, honey.
Love you, too.
All right, bye. Gosh. That just happened, right? That was real life. I'm not having a really, really bad dream right now.
Yeah.
Static!
Hello, baby.
Whoa!
This is Batman.
Whoa, Batman.
Hey Batman.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
Would you like some tickets to a green thing?
Yes. I would like to have some flowers with that too, and some roses and candy.
Wow, that is, you just sound demonic. You just sound terrifying. All right, we got a family four-pack to the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo. We are totally going to send you to it. Hang on the line, okay, Batman?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We got another pair still. All right, you want me to make this phone call? Static!
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, gosh.
How are you, Batman?
Everybody's like this creepy whisper voice.
Hey.
That's not Batman. You sound like a psycho snake.
You sound like one, too.
Dang it!
Oh, my gosh, it's my kid.
Oh. Why are you so good at comebacks? Quit picking on me! I'm an adult!
Why?
Is this Luke or Jack?
No, it's Jack.
Jack!
Oh. What?
Quit being so smart!
Why?
Why
not?
This kid is he's an actor extraordinary. You ran over lines with
him. I did. He did really good.
He's the lead in a musical coming up.
No room. No room. No room.
You're scaring your brothers.
Are you okay?
Whoa. Gosh, dude. You sound creepy. All right. You're going to lose your voice, and you need to save it, because you have two solos in this musical.
That's right.
You got to save your voice, all right?
Save your voice.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Jack.
Have fun at school today. I love you.
Love you too.
All right, bye. Gosh.
Man, your kids are great at Batman voices.
Apparently.
We're going to make a call real quick.
Okay. One more. What is happening to the phone lines? It's jammed because everybody's trying to call in. Does this person know we're calling?
Nope.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Talking about Jennifer Garner leaking details on Ben Affleck's bat voice and giving away tickets to the New Mexico Green and Healthy Living Expo. It's coming up November 8th.
Hello!
Oh my god.
Dawn, do your Batman voice.
Is she even listening?
Yeah! Dawn, do your Batman voice.
Alright, hold on. Let me think about this.
Where's Rachel?
Everybody says, "Where's Rachel?"
See,
that's like the most memorable line.
No, but it brings back like tons of nostalgia, because when we did our vows and our wedding, we both did Batman voice.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I was like, "Do you take this woman?"
I do.
Do you take this man?
I do.
And I said, Harvey, I'm gonna need you to calm down. I want you to look around right now. What do you see? It's okay, calm down. It's gonna be okay. Tell me what you see.
No! Oh my gosh. This is incredible.
We watch that movie a lot. Cause she loves Heath Ledger. Loves Heath Ledger.
Alright.
Why does Harvey sound like he's having a crazy, like, conniption thing?
Because he's strapped to
he's being burned
bombs.
Alive with chemicals.
Yeah, whatever. Come on. Grin and bear it. Take it like a man.
Wow.
You're about to become a great supervillain. You know, he could look at the bright side.
Yeah.
The bright side being his totally messed up side. Two sides to every situation.
I think that's the opposite.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at cloth diapers on Amazon.com.
You hear that?
Don't do it.
You hear my life?
You guys are going cloth?
You hear my life right now?
See,
you hear what's going
to
happen?
Hey, Dawn, don't do it. Don't do it. Talk to Chrissy. Because we were like, hey, we're going cloth with Brody. And everyone who has actually gone cloth was like, dude, don't go cloth. We went cloth. And here are our nightmare stories. And we were like, maybe we won't go cloth.
Well, here's the deal. Now, our bank account demands we go cloth. It says, hey, guess what? You're going cloth no matter what all the people say.
Well, this is you. You know, there's some pros. I'm looking at maybe doing both,
like
doing cloth at home and disposable on the road.
There you go.
That's probably good. Smart.
Because,
makes sense.
Well, the cloth diapers is just like... It's crazy. Well, I mean, you can spend like $2,000 to $4,000 on disposable diapers, you know,
gosh.
For kids, but you can you can spend maybe like $300 or $400 on a whole cloth diaper system.
Yeah, that's true.
So, cloth diaper system.
It is significant savings, and then also it eliminates like diaper rash pretty much altogether. So that's nice.
Do you guys know?
Anyways,
Dawn, did you watch our baby video?
I just watch our baby.
Right, we get a video every week telling it gives me updates on how big the baby is. It can hear now.
Oh, okay.
So right now it can hear her talking.
That's cool.
Probably doesn't need to hear me. And then number two, it's the size of a roasted chicken.
Whoa.
Which makes dinner really weird for me.
I don't think that's
it is.
God.
That's what it said. I watched it this morning.
Potato.
No, like a chicken wing, maybe.
It said it's the size of a chicken wing. I did. I forgot we got a new video. I watched it this morning.
So I see.
We get them every Monday.
I think maybe you're mixing up your dinner sometimes, Sue.
Yeah. Speaking of sweet potatoes, last night we had our Connect group at the house, and I made your sweet potato chili for like 20 people, and I was terrified because it was my first time making it, and it was like twice as much as we normally make.
It was good.
Right.
And it was a smashing success.
It was good.
And was it a success?
It was good. Was. And Daniel looked over and said, so is this better than Dawn's? And I said, no.
Yeah, immediately. Immediately said no.
The goal is for everyone to think that you're awesome when you cook something.
I was excited.
So you feel like everyone thought you were awesome?
Yeah, everyone thought I was awesome because I said, hey, season to taste because I seasoned it, but I didn't over-season it. So make sure you taste it, and then you can, here's salt, here's pepper. Not a single person put a little drop of any.
It was excellent.
Good. It was good. Excited. I was excited. So it worked out.
So what are you doing
Congratulations.
Today? You have
Very
tour,
good.
You have Thank tour you. Rehearsals today, right?
I do, yeah.
That'll be fun.
So the baby's going to get to hear some new songs today.
Oh. We haven't even heard new songs.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I want to hear new Firefly.
Booyah!
Come on. All right.
Dawn, we played a new Firefly song the other day. It was by this band called Viridia.
Stop it.
Baby, that's an old Firefly song.
Yeah. Oh. Touche. Touche, woman.
I just want to say that was a funny joke. However, the folks in Verdi are really nice. I got to meet them not that long ago at the Dev Awards, and they were super legit and super kind. And
it was good.
And the lead singer was wearing this really cool future outfit, and she was like the belle of the ball.
Yeah, well, nice. I bet today it looks like it's in the past.
Okay.
Because it's the actual future.
No, what?
Think about it.
Okay.
Time travel. Listen. You might feel like you got to be nice to him, but I don't have to be nice to him. I can say that I don't like it one bit. I don't like it one bit.
That's okay. That's okay.
Wow.
Nah, I actually know him too. The band used to be called Don't Wake Aislinn.
Oh yeah.
And they changed their name.
Okay.
I know
I remember that name.
Yeah, I remember that band now.
Exactly.
It's making sense. It's all coming together. All right, Donathan.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right,
Thank
guys.
You
Have a great morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. She's so great. I called her yesterday because I was cooking that
Don't
sweet
you
potato,
ever call my wife.
Sweet potato chili. Well, it was so funny because I called her and she answers and she goes, hello?
She probably thought something was wrong.
Yeah,
did she say, what did he do?
No, I said, hey. And she goes, hi? And I'm like, hi. And she goes, okay. To what do I owe the honor? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, okay, usually when you call me, which has been three times ever, you've immediately said what you need. What do you need?
Oh, man. See, that's better than what I get. Whenever I call her, she's like, great.
Yeah.
That's the first word.
And I was
great.
Oh, I was just, what if I just missed you and wanted to say hi? No, I'm trying to cook your green chili or your stew. I need the recipe.
It's important.
Matt's not dying. He's actually vacuuming.
I was.
You were. We're trying to clean the house and get ready. Gosh.
And it worked out.
The two of us combined make one really rad dude.
Just the two of us.
We equal one solid guy.
We do.
We really do.
And that
when
guy's
our powers
name
combine.
Is Doug.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got Comics Corner.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the Bat Voice, Marvel's major announcements,
Whoa.
As well as Captain America 2, and what the directors had to say about their film this week.
Yep.
A lot of speculation on Doctor Strange as well. We got a lot to talk about. That's right around the corner on Team Austin Morning Party.
Rachel.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Let's take a quick look at traffic. Oh my goodness. Everybody, if you are driving this morning, you need to pay attention to what you're doing. There's an accident. The right lane is blocked. Alameda. Alameda Boulevard East at Horizon happened at about 8:15 a few minutes ago. Also, we have an accident at Coors Boulevard South at Montaño Road Northwest. And a stalled vehicle, Coors Boulevard South at I-40. That's definitely mixing it up as far as that intersection goes. Be careful around there. Paseo is kind of stacked right now. It looks like Alameda around Coors, that intersection, is down to about 11 miles an hour. Right around there. Be careful. We have construction. Roadway reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. On-ramps closed. I-25 North at Jefferson. The frontage road, I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison is reduced to one lane. And, of course, the construction at I-25 in Paseo is making your morning ever so bright every day. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. On the Calvary campus.
Calvary
phone number's 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. It's Wednesday. 8 o'clock hour.
8 o'clock.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, down the corner, and I really want to read them. And they really, 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 really like it. And
get them.
Get them. Get them. Get them.
What?
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
I was singing about a glimpse into the future.
Oh, welcome to Comics Corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Comics Corner brought to you in part by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. Right here in Albuquerque.
All right.
AstroZombies.com or 232-7800, the phone number. That's 232-7800. Reminder coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Shock Therapy Live with our boy, Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
We got a question.
Nice.
Just got an email question.
All right. If you'd like to email in your questions, studio@mystaticradio.com. Now! We were talking about Jennifer Garner leaking the details on Ben Affleck's bat voice. That wasn't the only thing that leaked yesterday. Marvel made some crazy announcements yesterday.
Yep. I put up a picture this morning on our Facebook.
Yeah, dude.
I put up a picture.
Wow. Marvel announced Tuesday a lot of things. One of the biggest things to note yesterday, they announced Black Panther. And they also announced the actor who will be playing him. His name is Chadwick Boseman. He was in 42. He was in Get On Up.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
He's a very talented dude.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is he going to be... Okay, let's start at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So, Marvel has this huge press event yesterday. Pretty stoked.
What could they do?
Me being the nerd I am, I totally went to the live update thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was freaking out.
You were. It was awesome.
Steve-O was in here helping Mitch.
We were doing New Music Tuesday, and I could just see you in the next production room losing
it
your
would
mind.
Get quiet, and they'd hear me go, oh! And they'd look in and my hands were raised, praising and adoring.
I was so excited.
Okay, so let's go back a few weeks ago. There was an investors meeting with all of the people at Warner Brothers and DC Comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pull up the full list. They announced their schedule of DC movies. We'll get to comics in a little while. So we need to talk about all this. There's so much happening.
That people
out.
Care more about than just reading comics.
Yes. Okay, so DC a few weeks ago announced a slew of movies that are coming out, starting on March 25th, 2016 with Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. We've been talking about Ben Affleck playing Batman. Apparently it's going to have a sexy voice or something.
Growly decisive, sexy voice, says Jennifer Garner, his wife.
That's right. So that's supposed to kick off. Now, Man of Steel came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago. I loved it.
Yeah.
You loved it.
Man, in fact, speaking of Batman, the best part about The Dark Knight Returns, The Dark Knight Rises, was the trailer for Man of Steel.
It's true. I totally agree. Because when that came on, I was like, oh, man, I wish I was watching that movie.
Me too.
And I loved it. Superman, classic. Yeah. The biggest superhero of all time. Arguably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some would say Batman, but I'd say Superman still got him beat.
Dude, Superman's the reason I even care about comic books in any way, shape, or form. His name was Christopher Reeve.
Yes. I think Superman in general is the reason anyone cares about comic
books.
Seriously. Because once that happened, back in Action Comics number 1,
yeah,
change the game. Change the game for everybody.
For me, that's still on the list of, like, greatest superhero movie. The original Superman movie.
With Christopher Reeve.
With Christopher Reeve and Marlon Brando.
So, let's talk about DC. They're like, hey, guess what? Marvel's got this cool, you know, universe movies they've been doing for years and years. Well, we're going to do movies, too.
Yeah.
Finally, they've been sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
So, Man of Steel kicked off their universe, and if you go back and watch Man of Steel, I'm sure that they will highlight in these subsequent movies that are to come little seeds that were planted.
We've already heard about an Aquaman seed that was planted in Man of Steel.
Nobody noticed. And then there were references to LexCorp. There were references to Wayne Enterprises.
Yep.
There was a Supergirl reference.
Yep.
There are tons of little things if you go back and watch the movie, but you know. Whatever. So anyway, you have Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice coming out March 25th. Then August 5th, 2016, and this is 2016, you've got Suicide Squad. We've talked about that comic.
Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg is allegedly up for
the reprisal of Lex. And I think that would be wise because it would tie it in.
Mm-hmm.
There's been an iteration of Suicide Squad on the show Arrow, which we've discussed
That's right.
So Suicide Squad is this little team, and not only is Jesse Eisenberg attached, but Margot, what's her face, that was in Wolf of Wall Street, Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
Tom Hardy.
Yep.
So apparently they're going for it. They're like, hey, let's do this. Because Suicide Squad's a lesser known property, kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy. Not quirky, more like mercenary.
I hope Will Smith plays Hancock in that.
Okay. I don't think that's the same. June 23rd, 2017, DC is set to release Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Her own movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows who Wonder Woman is. And then November 17th, 2017, we have Justice League, where all these heroes are going to team up and fight.
Yep.
And it's actually Justice League Part 1
Gosh.
Or something. Then you have March 23rd, 2018, The Flash. And then you have July 27th, 2018, Aquaman.
They're announcing things all the way out.
That's right.
I hate seeing trailers where it's like 9 months from now.
In 2 years.
And you're like, dude, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. April 5th, 2019, Shazam. The Rock will be in that movie. June 14th, 2019, Justice League 2. DC has actually released movies into 2020.
Gosh.
April 3rd, 2020, Cyborg, which I don't care about, and I don't understand how that's going to work. And June 19th, 2020, Green Lantern Reboot.
Dude.
Not starring Ryan Reynolds.
Which is crazy. So then yesterday, Marvel's like, all right, you want to rock that?
It's like Marvel came out and said, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always had a plan, and that's totally how they kicked off their thing.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, guys, we want you to know we've always had a plan.
Yeah.
And it goes back to phase one, and Marvel said, let's talk about phase three.
And they even brought out Robert Downey Jr. Chris Evans was there, who plays Captain America. And then they brought out Chadwick Boseman, who will play Black Panther. And they introduced all of these. Now, here's the thing. Captain America Civil War was the first announcement, May 6, 2016. To me, it wasn't a big announcement because I feel like we already knew that since Robert Downey Jr. had said, hey, I'm going to reprise my role in Captain America 3, Civil War.
But the way that they announced it is they actually said it was going to be called Captain America Serpent Society. And then later they were like, no, it's going to be this. And the reason they did that is because they brought out Chad Boseman. And I think what's happening, if you're familiar with the comic books, Black Panther's character is going to replace Spider-Man in the Civil War conflict.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen because it was confirmed that we will meet Black Panther, not only the character, but in costume in Civil War.
Yeah.
Captain America 3. So, parents, what I'm doing right now is I am basically giving you your movie plans for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Your kids are going to love them. And you might even like them, too. You never know.
This is crazy, dude. Yeah, so Marvel announced Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther, Avengers Infinity War Part 1, Captain Marvel, Inhumans, and then Avengers Infinity War Part 2.
Yes.
Which means for the next 6 years of our life.
Yep.
There's how many between DC and Marvel?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21 movies.
That's not including Sony's potential Spider-Man films or Fox's X-Men or Fantastic Four movie.
Guys, this is where you start getting worried. This is where you say, okay, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cash. It's a lot of comic book movies.
Yeah.
Notice, Marvel, starting in 2017, 3 movies a year. It's been 2. Next year, we're getting Avengers Age of Ultron and Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But then in 2017, 3 years from now.
Yeah.
3 movies a year. What's going to happen? Are people going to get sick of comic book movies?
Is that possible?
Yes.
Oh.
I think Marvel's going to rise to the challenge and say, hey, let's make them really good, and then people won't get sick of them.
Well, it's funny you say it like that, because the directors Anthony and Joe Russo from Captain America Part 2 had some interesting points this last week, because they believe they're already doing that.
Ooh.
They want to make history and become the first Marvel Studios film up for Best Picture at the Oscars. They had some interesting things to say. They told Deadline during a recent interview that Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is a movie, can stand on its own outside of the comic book merits. And they described why. Quote, it's a real movie, real filmmaking. It has been really high aspirations in terms of what cinema can be and what it can do and what our experience of it is. It has every intention on the part of the filmmakers to reach audiences on the deepest level.
Mm.
They don't want it to just be some dumb comic book movie. They said, quote, I think you look at all those award ceremonies, there's a whole process of advocacy for those awards, right? What is the value of the award to Marvel? Why should they spend the money required to go down that road to create the box office? They already have the box office. So Marvel doesn't need to do these things to try and point out the fact that they have Oscar-worthy films. But it is true that if you're wanting to contend for an Oscar, man, the campaigns and all the stuff that goes into marketing a film towards the Oscars is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And Marvel Pictures are already crazy expensive. So an awards campaign would cost them even more. And they're saying Marvel doesn't need to do that. However, they're really pushing for Captain America the Winter Soldier to be recognized as an outstanding film, not just a comic book movie. So maybe there's something to that.
Maybe so.
I mean, I think Batman tried.
Yeah, with the
Dark
Knight trilogy. Nolan trilogy.
They tried, but honestly, we were joking earlier with the Bat voice, and that to me was a reason why it just, I could never take it that seriously.
Yeah.
His Bat voice was stupid.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Steve-O's not a fan of the Dark Knight.
I'm not, dude.
Especially Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. It got progressively worse, in my opinion. I think Batman Begins was fantastic.
See, the Dark Knight is still my favorite. It's the Dark Knight.
Good.
And then Batman Begins, and then Dark Knight Rises.
So they're saying that the money that can go towards Oscar awards campaigns could, say, go into pre-production budgets on Doctor Strange.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be incredible, because there are rumors circulating that Benedict Cumberbatch is in line to play Doctor Strange now. After you and I have been talking for weeks that it was going to be
Joaquin Phoenix,
Jared Leto. Who else was up?
Everybody.
There were so many. Everybody, yeah. Even at one point, it was like Keanu Reeves, and I was like, whoa.
He said, whoa.
I really thought. And then they said Benedict Cumberbatch, and I'm like, cool, man. You did good. Because it turns out, he's in final negotiations. They didn't announce it yesterday. They said if it had been finalized, they would have announced it.
Mm.
Now, all this movie stuff, there's a lot going on with it. You're Dan Slott,
writer
of Spider-Man.
One of the big things that people have been talking about as far as movies go, there's one giant Marvel character that's not part of Marvel Studios universe, and that character is a Spider-Man. Spider-Man is my favorite comic book character of all time. Also, my favorite color is clear. I love drinking only water. And I love molecules and other things that are nerdy.
Wow.
Science is my favorite.
Amazing.
No, it's not my favorite. I'm not smart enough for science.
That's
gosh. Anyway, so everybody was kind of expecting Marvel, this big press event. They were like, okay, they're either going to reveal their Phase 3 lineup, or they're going to say, Marvel has acquired Spider-Man.
Which would be huge.
Or they're going to do both. They ended up just doing Phase 3. But there was a lot of speculation, and more stuff just kept happening. Like yesterday at about 9:52 a.m., and this thing kicked off at 11 a.m. Pacific time, so I don't know what time this was. I don't know. I'm assuming Dan Slott's in New York, so it would have been right before the event.
Yeah.
Dan Slott's the writer of the Amazing Spider-Man comic book, the regular old Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He tweets, "Set your watch. Your next Spider-Man-related freakout is on the way." And then he put a little, like, shocked face on his tweet. Then, a little bit later, "The Spider-Man-related freakout moment is still coming. You'll know it when you see it." And then later than that, and that was like last night, and then about 8:30 p.m. wherever he was last night, he said, "To the guys telling me they can't sleep till they know, I'm not in control of when this will happen. You'll know when it happens. Sleep." Lots of speculation.
Yeah, a lot of speculation.
That Disney has acquired or at least reached a deal with 20th Century Fox.
The reason why you should care and the reason that it's huge is because there hasn't been an incredible Spider-Man movie. I don't want to say ever, because Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire was outstanding, as there was The Amazing Spider-Man Part 1.
But
those are both great movies.
Has,
but
there,
imagine,
has there been a definitive one?
No.
No. Not
and
yet.
If Marvel took back control of their own property in Spider-Man,
it would be nuts.
It would be insane.
I would be stoked. I would be very stoked.
Yeah.
I used to be opposed to this decision, but now I have turned a corner and decided that I support it.
Now, I wanted to talk about something before we move on to comic books. Speaking of definitive films.
Definitive films!
We have to talk about this.
Okay.
Joel Schumacher, he directed, he did, what was it, Batman Forever?
Yes.
And then Batman and Robin, Batman Forever, which was the Val Kilmer Batman movie, and then Batman and Robin, arguably the worst superhero movie ever.
Ugh.
With Chris O'Donnell and George Clooney. And Alicia Silverstone as Batgirl also had, man, it had a great cast, because then you've got like Uma Thurman was Poison Ivy, Arnold Schwarzenegger was
Mr. Freeze.
Oh gosh,
it was pretty ridiculous. You guys remember it? And
basically, we really want to forget this terribly, infamously bad '90s movie.
Doug, did you see Batman and Robin back in the day?
No, it's Batman and Robin. Well, guess what?
What?
There's speculation that Joel Schumacher is teaming up with DC Comics to publish a 12-issue comic book series based on the script for Batman Triumphant, which was the fifth movie in the 90s Batman movie franchise.
Okay.
Which was scrapped when Batman and Robin came out and everyone hated Batman.
Everyone hated Batman.
Allegedly, it was going to conclude a trilogy that began with Batman Forever. Then you got Batman and Robin, and then Batman Triumphant. The main villain of Triumphant was going to be Scarecrow, who was helped by Harley Quinn, who was the Joker's daughter.
Whoa.
And looking for revenge in this version, apparently. The Joker was also going to return as a fear toxin-induced hallucination in Batman's mind. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah. So apparently we're going to find out. Gosh.
Yeah.
What was going through Joel Schumacher's mind in the mid-90s, because they're seriously releasing a 12-issue comic based upon the terrible movies from the 90s that we all hated.
So then yesterday, after we talked about this, Joel Schumacher was asked to comment on this, and he said, "I don't know anything about that."
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
But then later, there was another thing, and it was like, wait, no, no, no. Something's happening. He's probably lying, because they said the press people were, like, their publicist people, his publicist, was being real shifty. So, honestly, I don't know if it's happening or not, because it was like, no, it's happening. No, 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 he doesn't know anything about
all speculation.
Like,
at this
he
point.
Said himself, he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you think in this day and age, people release information and just kind of, like, wait to see what the general public is going to say about it?
Yes.
Like, we're really planning on doing this, but if everybody hates this idea, we'll just pretend like it's rumor and speculation.
Yes.
But if people actually think it's going to be a good idea, we'll move forward with it. I don't know.
Yeah. So here's the article. They reached out to a guy named Dustin Nguyen.
Oh, yeah. Batman writer.
Yes. And he said he was completely unaware of the project.
Okay.
It says it's definitely news to me as well. I have no idea how that rumor came to be. So everybody's kind of like,
I don't know.
Honestly, I think it would be interesting. I wonder why Joel Schumacher would be even care
right.
about a comic book.
Right.
He's a movie guy. He made like Aaron Brockovich, you know? Why would he care about a comic book?
I don't know. It seems like a really good bad idea. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If they can make Batman 1966 comic work.
That's true.
There's a comic right now that is seriously based on Adam West Batman.
Adam West Batman. Right,
guys,
Adam
we're out
West
of ideas.
Batman.
Let's reach out to the audience that cared about this TV show. It's called Batman 66.
This is my question of the day. I know we've got one, but do you think the market's going to get super oversaturated and people are going to be like, this is stupid. I am done with all these comic movies, because I feel like it's happening.
Well, we were talking to some friends about Comics Corner in and of itself being mm-hmm. kind of niche.
Yeah.
And then you look at the market out there, and right now the top movies in the world
yeah.
are all superhero films.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel is announcing these crazy things. Disney is very good with money.
Yeah, and Big Hero 6 is about to come out.
Yeah.
Big Hero 6 is an animated movie by Disney that's made by the same group that made Frozen, same yeah. team of people, but it's based on a Marvel comic book. There's yeah. no direct ties to the Marvel universe. That movie's going to make a ton of money.
Disney is basically sinking billions into the next 6 years of comic book films, and I just don't feel like they're dummies when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
They obviously know the market, and they know what they're doing, so I don't know.
And it's funny because the characters that they're using, especially like the Inhumans,
yeah.
and as much as I love the comic, Captain Marvel, those are lesser known folks.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they're willing to take a gamble on these characters.
Yeah.
Because they base it on Guardians of the Galaxy, which was the best movie that came out.
Right.
This year.
It was number one.
Yeah.
It was number one this year. Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's crazy.
Little known group of superheroes that nobody really knows or cares
There's
about.
There's a raccoon with a gun and in the thing.
It's the number one movie in like the world.
I don't understand.
So you know.
Yeah. And we live in a world where Transformers makes over $1 billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Transformers 4, which is one of the worst things.
Yeah.
It's the longest movie. We don't have enough time to talk about it because it's so long.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Shock Therapy Live. You know, we should probably talk about some of these comics.
Let's talk about it. There was so much entertainment news, we were like, hey, we need to.
And not really a lot of comics this week.
Yeah.
It was a really, really slow, bad week. We, in fact, DC comic-wise, we only ended up picking up two, and they were both annuals.
Yep.
Swamp Thing Annual number 3 released, which had an incredible finale for the character Capucine, who's been prominent in the Swamp Thing comics up until here now. It's like, this is the end. Of Capucine. How will it end? What I loved about this comic is probably the reason why superhero films are so popular right now. Everybody wants a hero.
Yep.
Everybody wants redemption.
Yep.
I'm willing to bet it's because God encoded that in our DNA.
Mm.
Our need for a savior.
Yes.
Our need for redemption. We serve a God of restoration, a God of redemption, and that's what this comic book theme is all about. This character has lived 1,000 years, done some really gnarly things in the past. And the big theme is, it doesn't matter what you did in the past, it matters what you're doing now.
Wow.
So what are you doing now? And the redemptive theme throughout is absolutely fantastic. It was an incredible book, Swamp Thing Annual number 3.
Mm.
Loved it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you also had All New X-Men.
Yeah, All New X-Men is going through the Ultimate Universe right now. They somehow wound up, a mutant touched them, and all New X-Men, Cyclops aside, have been thrown into the Ultimate Universe. Jean Grey's trying to figure it out with our favorite Spidey, Miles Morales. That's right, I said it. He might not be the favorite. Peter Parker's doing some great things right now. Thank you, Dan Slott, for bringing him back to awesomeness. It was fantastic. It's one of those, like, you can't pick it up if you're not reading this arc. This is like smack dab in the middle of a huge storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the right track. Brian Michael Bendis, probably the best writer in the world right now, in my opinion, is doing some amazing things. So we'll see where he's taking it. I love what's going on.
I wonder where this takes place in continuity with the regular Ultimate Spider-Man Miles Morales series.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot
Good
going
question.
On in that series.
Yeah, this has got to be pre what's happening in the Ultimate Universe right now.
Okay.
Because there's some big things happening in the Ultimate Universe, and I feel like if those were happening
this
alongside
this... would not
this,
even be going on.
No, because he's like on a road trip with Jean Grey right now. Like, yeah, we're just gonna take a road trip.
Hang out.
Let's just hang out. Yeah.
It's all like, right.
Yeah. There's no way.
Okay, Marvel released Deathlok number one. Deathlok is a character that's been around for a long time. He's like this crazy looking assassin dude with
He basically looks like Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until S.H.I.E.L.D. introduced him on the TV show. Mm-hmm. And now we have Deathlok that looks almost exactly like the one from S.H.I.E.L.D., which is smart. Smart marketing. And I'm kind of, like, the art in this book is awesome.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. The writing is really good. And I think this is a different dude.
I'm excited to read this. Okay.
I think you'll be interested. I could have misinterpreted what they were trying to... I might not have been able to pick up what they were laying down.
DC and Marvel have both been doing this recently where they introduce a character either on a TV show or maybe they're trying to revisit a character. And I loved the way that they did it in DC with Lobo, this assassin character that basically the entire continuity of Lobo in the past was a guy who stole his identity. And this guy is the real Lobo. So I'm interested to see this Deathlok because it's a very...
It's a little different. Than that, but that's cool. Also released Carnage number one. Carnage is a Spider-Man villain. We've been talking about Axis, the big crossover event between the Avengers and the X-Men and pretty much everybody in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Onslaught, Red Skull person got crazy. And they had to cast... Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange had to cast the spell where it pretty much flipped... the axis of good and evil.
Yes.
So that the bad guys could fight this Red Onslaught and defeat him.
Right.
And now we have Carnage, who is a psycho serial killer.
Bad guy.
Nuts guy.
Yeah.
Trying to be a good guy. And this was actually an interesting read.
Yeah.
Because it's really... I don't know.
He's a bad guy, but all of a sudden he wants to do good.
He wants to do good. He's trying to figure out how to do it. And it's funny because he's like, what are these feelings? I'm a psycho, and he's totally like self-aware. Like I've never felt like this is weird.
Right.
There's a scene where a girl's getting mugged, and the first thought that flashes in his head is him jumping down there and chopping her in half because he's Carnage. And then he goes, No, that's not right. I know this. This is a damsel in distress situation, which is it's just funny.
Yeah.
Weird. My favorite book that came out this week was Guardians of the Galaxy number 20. It's the conclusion of how. Back in the day, Star-Lord and Drax and Richard Rider got out of this this alternate universe. You need to read this.
Yes.
This is really good because there are strong themes of love and redemption and doing the right thing in this comic.
Nice.
And it's kind of like the poster for Free Willy. How far would you go for a friend? That's what sums this book up. You guys remember Free Willy? Yeah.
Homie, like the River Jordan, now and then same thing.
Yeah, I don't even know.
You were my friend. Must be to me, and to be faithful.
Yeah.
MJ, we miss you.
Miss you, bud. Yeah. So anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy number 20 is my pick. There really weren't a lot of comics.
Usually we have a giant stack. Yeah, we got some Image comics this week. Rasputin number one, which was just odd. We reviewed it. Meh. Another Image comic, Jason Aaron's latest, which was insane as well.
Insanity.
Yeah. I would have to pick Swamp Thing Annual just for the theme of redemption and restoration and, oh, man, just good winning out.
And
oh,
then you're
so
going to read Guardians and be like, oh, man.
That was probably going to be the best
one. Because that's Bendis.
All right. Yeah, and he's on top of the world right now.
He's on top of the world.
Hey! All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, Shock Therapy Live, it is right around the corner.
Oh, yeah,
You can get your questions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or if it's a little personal and you'd like to keep it private,
email us,
studio@MyStaticRadio.com. Back with Shock Therapy Live. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.